It's hashtag third hour with Tobin, Leroy, and Beast with Robbie the Degenerate.
By now, you should have downloaded the radio.com app, because that is the only way to listen to the ticket on your smart device. You can listen to our shows live or on demand, all in one place. If there's any issues, of course, just email brian.london@entercom.com. That's Brian with an I, dot London, like that city in England, at entercom.com. You can also email support@radio.com as a backup. Just let corporate know we got a problem. The ticket, it's a radio.com sports station. Go download our podcast. You missed any of the show today. We've gone very deep into the Russell Westbrook talks. And all that stuff, as far as updates are concerned. Big thing today is just that the Heat do not want to give up Tyler Hero and Bam in any deal for Russell Westbrook, according to Barry Jackson. Not a surprising update, an understandable update, especially how Tyler has been playing. And man, like, look, Riles was talking that dude up. He was talking that guy up a lot when they picked him. I know a lot of Heat fans are freaking out, but you've been watching him in Summer League, and he has been unbelievable. He has been unbelievable and making it look real, real fun for all the Heat fans watching Summer League. And I know some people have been into watching Kendrick Nunn as well. Although, you know what I didn't know about Kendrick Nunn? I didn't know he was on a G League team last year. I thought he was just some undrafted dude that they took. He was on the G League team for the Warriors last year. So, but he's been looking great as well. So the Heat, they find these dudes. They just find them all over the place.
Still need stars.
People are pissed at you.
Why?
Because you were a part of the Cleveland situation.
What Cleveland situation?
That ruined Dan Marino.
Wait, Leroy was part of that garbage gopher hole-filled Cleveland field that essentially ended Dan Marino's career? To me, that's worse than you don't have.
Wait a minute. Slander. Hey, by the way, I just saw a video, right, from 1994 where y'all had the same crappy baseball field in y'all's stadium, too. So I don't want to hear it.
The one that Olindo Mar used to complain about?
Yes.
Kick on it?
We had one, too. We had one, too, except ours was worse because that stadium was originally built for the Olympics. So half of the stadium had to look around a steel pole to see the game.
Yeah. Texter also writes in that the deadline to sign J.J. Bleday is July 12th, so that's Friday. And, yeah, that's true. It is. I'm not really seeing any updates on it. I looked it up on Twitter. I think I see John Heyman saying that they believe they're making strides, but I don't see anybody from Marlins fans wondering what their first round pick and signing him. So hopefully that gets done, because obviously they dude led the NCAA in home runs, and they're hoping that he's the big bat that's going to come along and help be a big part of their lineup, which they need.
By the way, dude, talking about garbage gopher hole field, I didn't build it. I had a play on it too.
You were part of it.
Part of what?
It was all you.
You were part of it.
Okay, yeah.
You did the groundskeeping.
Let me tell you. Wouldn't have been no damn. At that point, let me try to think. No, it was after that. I was going to say, at that point, the baseball team sucked. They got good right after that.
Let's get the headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
All right. Let's start with this. Kawhi Leonard has signed a shorter-than-expected deal with the Clippers. It's a two-year deal plus one-year player option, $103 million. He actually is going to get paid a little bit less than Paul George in this deal. So I guess people expected him to sign a max, but what's going to happen is in 2 years, or is it next year, however it works, he'll be able to sign a bigger deal is the way it kind of works.
This is interesting.
Yep.
So somebody posts on Twitter, this account Baller Arts, and it is a photo of
who's that?
Russell Westbrook, yeah, in a Miami Heat jersey.
And then faceless.
Look who, it says Russ to Miami is the caption. And,
you tell me, Beast, who's that liking it?
Oh. Can you screenshot that?
No, I can't see.
Russell Westbrook liked the tweet. or the Instagram.
Oh, that's him? Okay. All right. Okay.
So that's kind of confirmation that he'd like to be here, or maybe that he's on his way.
Or maybe that $40 million tag is a bit too high.
Maybe so, but maybe I'm going to be dancing, and I'm going to do it with no regrets.
Now, we get Russell Westbrook. We're doing no sans pants dance?
No.
Or like just dancing, but with pants on.
We'll give a tip of the
like, hat. Okay, remember when...
I'll take off a leg of one leg.
Okay, remember when...
You get half a cheek.
I think you'd probably trip.
Maybe. No.
Remember when we were on the air and Dwayne Wade came back to the Heat?
Oh.
Now, nothing's going to top that. That was like a
Those
just,
were good times.
That was amazing. And I was jumping up and down, and I was breathless, and I yelled, Mommy, and it was a whole thing. That was about a 10 on a scale of 1 to 10 of happiness. Where are we going to be? Like an 8? 7?
I'll be 5. Lukewarm.
I'm not gonna be Lou. I mean, like,
okay. What if let me take that back. Let me take.
What
that
if they
back.
Have all the young
a
guys
star
too?
Star of his caliber.
I guess it would depend on who they
I
had
would
to
say.
Give up.
I would be excited. I think I'd be more excited if we got to keep a couple of the young guys.
But, right. I guess
now you're looking like
right.
Your team is getting better.
Like if they get Russell and they get to keep Bam and Tyler Hero, I'll be jacked. Also, I guess. Regardless of what you think of Russell Westbrook, it does put the Heat in the conversation of something, whereas they weren't.
Hmm?
I mean, we got to like that.
Oh, the national spotlight's going to be on them.
Right.
And I can tell you, talking to some peeps in the old Heat marketing department, they wouldn't mind having somebody of the star caliber of Russell Westbrook.
Oh, of course.
They would not mind that.
Mm.
Also,
yeah.
By the way, I had a conversation about the old... Jimmy Butler number thing, right?
Yep.
I was like, "Yo, what's the deal?" And what I was, what it was going a little back and forth and saying, "Hey, he seems to be making kind of a big deal of it, like the old Kevin Durant thing."
Right.
But I showed my poll results yesterday.
Yep.
Showing that people would be in favor of the old Michael Jordan unretirement and giving somebody number 23. They were appreciative of the information. Just saying.
You think that's going to make its way up?
I hope so. If I am part,
you think the message is
if
gonna,
I'm any part of taking that,
you
God
couldn't
for,
even get you couldn't even get Biscayne.
Don't say I couldn't. It's in the process. I haven't given
it's,
up yet.
I don't know about this process.
I haven't given up yet.
700 other athletes have gotten streets yeah. named by them.
One of them is almost dead. All right, he retired last year. He retired 2 minutes ago. Give me a break.
The fact is, you started the movement before.
I mean, you started the movement like a year ago.
Part of my frustration.
They did it in 3 weeks over a Happy Meal at McDonald's.
So really, how
the Dirk one enrages me.
So how successful really are you at getting these things done when it comes to it?
I'm more of a start the movement kind of guy. Like, I don't want to go.
So you're the idea guy.
Exactly. I don't want to go and fulfill what has to be fulfilled. Like, it's not on the Heat to go unretire number 23 and give it to Jimmy Butler if he so pleases. I just wanted them to have that kernel of truth that people would not be against this, that thousands of people have voted and they have let you know, hey, 23, retired by Michael Jordan, take a hike. If Jimmy Butler wants it, let him have it. Just letting you know. But Russell Westbrook is liking photos on Instagram of him in a Heat jersey. That's just that.
Could you tweet that out, the screenshot?
I have. I've retweeted it. You guys can see it because I saw it originally on Twitter from, I'll give this dude a shout out. His name is Russell Triple Dub Brook. So I don't want to take his thunder.
Think he's a Russell Wilson fan? I mean, Russell Westbrook fan?
I guess so. He. So I don't want to. I don't want to take credit. But I also want to make sure it wasn't fake. I did my own because I am a journalist, and I will go check these things out myself. I've gone to my own Instagram account. I will even double it down.
Question.
And let you guys know.
We didn't unretire 23 for LeBron, but we will for Butler.
We talked about this yesterday.
Sir, you're not paying attention, okay? You're behind in class, and that's fine. LeBron James made the decision before he came here that he wasn't going to wear 23. He said, I don't think anybody should wear 23. I think that's the most we could do for Michael, the least we could do for Michael Jordan because we can't give him the logo. And then he joined the Miami Heat. Did Pat Riley at an unsanctioned dinner with LeBron James, Michael Jordan, and Dwayne Wade, suggest that to him? So he said it to Craig Sager the next night? Perhaps. But we don't have proof of that. I don't know that LeBron James ever went to Pat Riley and said, hey, Playboy, can I have number 23?
Wait,
and
he said established yesterday that no one calls Pat Riley, hey, Playboy. That was a thing we established
yesterday. Did you see him yesterday at the Summer League game, how good looking he is?
Yeah, he looked froggy.
He looks good. Feels alive.
Him and Spo were, they were clicking.
I know. Andy Ellisberg was sweating. Just like, oh,
well, he's done so much math. Vegas. They've had him over an abacus and a calculator for
the
last.
Do you think like they at least let Andy Ellisberg play all the blackjack that he wants?
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah. I mean, he gets to let loose.
Does he? Or do you think they're like, Andy, go do your thing.
No,
we're going to go party.
No. Listen. They let Andy let loose.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I mean, it might be the wee hours.
Gotta tell you, first time I met him, I was like,
I was surprised. he was charismatic.
Like, he was a monster.
I know.
But
holy smokes!
Listen,
is he a
it might be
man.
Between the hours of 4 a.m. and 6 a.m. that he's allowed to go to the casino floor, but he gets to let loose.
Dude, I was expecting Andy Ellisberg to be a guy who spoke
he's a great guy.
Speaking a language that made me feel dumb. I was like, oh, this guy's just gonna be math upon math. He's like, you like to get after it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And mind you, we were at a radiothon for charity. So I imagine that's best behavior. But, he looks like he gets down.
He's in that whole organization. He has the best job.
Wait a minute.
Because whether he does it or doesn't, he doesn't get the blame.
No, in fact, I think everybody just gives him praise at this place.
Right. Like, as Robbie would say, he's just about the science.
Yep.
Science. Yep, that's all he does.
Do you think Pat Riley ever comes back and he goes, well, fix the science? And he's just like, that's not a thing.
I'm more than sure they have gone to him and say, we need to make this work.
How many trades do you think Pat Riley's come to him with this summer and he's had to tell him now, we're hard capped, we're not allowed to do that because of Jimmy Butler?
How about Beal? Can we make Beal work? I mean, before. Remember they were trying to get Bradley Beal?
Yeah.
Right. But they were trying to get Bradley Beal before Jimmy Butler?
That was the rumor.
Right.
That was the rumor. I feel like the Beal rumors actually kind of came like right after it.
Do you think Andy Ellisberg has ever been about to leave the office when Riles is like, listen, we got to do X. And Andy just looks at his computer, looks at the door, looks at his computer, looks at the door.
Home. He's got a laptop.
I also picture this. I think when Pat goes, and I think Shane Battier has got an adjacent office where he's like, he's running, God knows.
Oh, he's
God a beautiful
God
line.
God knows,
yeah.
God knows what
is
spreadsheet
he doing him
he
like Shams?
Going.
Yeah.
Like he's like his little understudy?
Yeah. And he's
No. Different situation. Both numbers, but different numbers. Analytics versus money.
So Riley walks in and he goes,
just whistling.
What's up, boys? you guys see Paul George got traded in that Kawhi deal, huh? Had an old conversation with Sam Presti. Looks like Westbrook's available.
And you just hear Shane Battier go, no! No! No, don't do it! No!
And he's like, son of a, just put the calculator away.
Pat, I know he's a star, and you said the whole thing about orcas and killer whales, and I'm with you. You know, that sounds a cool thing. He's going to make cool shirts. Going to sell it to you. But he makes a lot of money.
It's that Zogif. It's the Zogif.
He's like, Pat, we're hard capped. We're not. Oh, I can't. I got to find a third team. There's no cap space anymore. He goes,
hard cap is one for one, right?
Yeah. You can't. They can't take any money over the cap anymore. Like, you can take 125%. You can only be within that. They can't do that because of the sign and trade with Jimmy Butler. They have to be under this certain. I think it's like $139 million or something like that.
Right.
And so they got to find another team to probably take salary. And so most of those teams are gone, except for Dallas, who are rat bastards, and I don't trust them, and they've already...
Wait. Let's be clear.
Yeah.
When you need to get something out of a deal, there is no such thing as a rat bastard.
I know, but they lied to the media.
Doesn't matter.
They lied to the media, Leroy.
Wait, do you want Russell Westbrook?
They said they were going to take Goran Dragic.
Do you want Russell Westbrook?
And then they lied, and then they broke Goran's heart. They broke my heart, and then all of a sudden we owe a first round pick to the Portland Clippers.
Do you want Russell Westbrook?
I kind of would. Yeah. It's fun.
Okay.
He's liking things on Instagram. There's I'm back
one
in the
team,
game.
There's one team. There's two teams. Actually, this is gonna piss you off even more. There's two teams
that have the capabilities of making this happen. Dallas and Cleveland.
By the way, there's a ton of fodder about Detroit being after Russ and
who's foddering
all these. I have an NBA, talking heads list on my Twitter that I have.
Look, I mean, if Detroit gets them, we dodged a bullet.
All right, everybody, welcome back.
The hurricane thing again, really?
It's got to be read once an hour.
Hurricane season has arrived, everybody. Once again, 7-9 Ticket is combining with the team at Local 10 to bring you extensive coverage from watch to warn to landfall to recovery. Just keep it tuned to the ticket for up-to-the-minute news and tips should a hurricane approach. Our coverage here on the ticket is sponsored by BNT Services, protecting you with PGC Impact windows and doors. Be informed this hurricane season from our friends at Local 10 and 790 The Ticket. You can text the show 67974. It's brought to you by AccentLawFirm.com. I have retweeted the photo of Russell Westbrook on Instagram liking the photo of him in a Heat jersey.
I also put it on the ticket Facebook page.
So you guys can check that out. If you guys haven't seen it, it's on my Instagram page, @Brent_Tobin, @Brent_Tobin on Instagram and Twitter, and I'll retweet it @7NTicket on Twitter as
now,
well.
Now, is there a chance that Russ just liked it because...
Fat thumbs?
No, just like, hey, that looks cool. You know, I'm in a Vice jersey. That looks cool.
Nah, play it. Nah.
No, he's got thumbs?
No.
He's got reasons.
People, you want to know why? He has to know that in today's day and age, if he's seen liking that, it's a thing. You know what I mean? Like nobody just does it like, oh, I was just doing it.
So he doesn't get to be like us. We're like, when we like something, no one cares.
Right. Like who cares?
Right.
If you see what I like, I don't care. You see me Leroy like an ass
sprinted by.
You see me like an ass on Instagram.
Leroy definitely is going to pull a muscle. He's going to come in here hurt because he was running.
Me. Did he give me minus one via text?
Yeah, he texted you from right outside the door. Wow. He gave you a minus one from text
because I said if he goes to Detroit, we dodge a bullet.
Now here's
did
the
you minus
thing
one is, me via text.
No, I was minus one in Rob.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Because we thought you were giving him minus one via text from right outside the door. No. you just sprinted from the boss's office.
Yeah.
But I feel like you stopped sprinting somewhere halfway because you took longer to get here. But
no, because I tried to go through, but I couldn't.
Because I was worried about that you might tear something.
No, I'm good. Wait, first of all.
Don't, because who left the company picnic after playing balloon toss with a torn hamstring? So don't.
We were just wondering, Leroy, if you think that Russell Westbrook liking a photo of himself in a Heat jersey was a mistake. Or
no,
do you
I didn't
think
say it was a mistake. I said maybe, you know, Russ is into fashion. Maybe he just liked himself in pink.
I think he's doing what all of Twitter does. He's doing a little Eric Lauzon. He's doing a little Brendan Tobin.
Trolling?
Yeah, why not? He knows he's not going to be in. He knows, look, here's for sure. We know at some point he's not going to be in OKC.
Right.
So why not have some fun with it?
Man. It's crazy. Russell Westbrook might be on the Miami Heat.
Somebody say, I really, really hope we dodge this bullet. Let me tell you, Two-Face Tobin over here, he has already played the field.
What are you talking about?
Because you just play both sides of this.
I didn't play both sides. I'm just thinking to myself if he does go to Detroit.
Well, because you did it the other way with Jimmy Butler. Dodged the bullet, and now we got Jimmy Butler.
I feel like I said we may have dodged a bullet, and we may have.
Wait, let me ask you a question. Does that even sound like you? I want you to answer that. That doesn't even sound like, oh, we may have. You are full steam ahead. You have never said we may have dodged a bullet there. No, you're not careful with what you say.
I mean, sometimes I'm careful. I can be careful. I'm measured.
By the way, I'm bringing my tranquilizer darts with me to Vegas.
Why?
In case you get too rambunctious.
Oh, man. What, you mean they've been partying with a bunch of Filipinos because of Manny Pacquiao?
No, yeah, they're not. So they're,
yeah,
not,
but they're not
like,
as ramped up as hooligans.
Here's the thing.
No, I know. I was there for a Pacquiao fight.
Oh, yeah, when you were skipping down the strip without your boot?
No, I had a brace on. That trip was amazing because, so it was Whittingham's first time in Vegas, and we literally get off the plane.
So wait.
We get, listen.
Our representation
was me
for
and
that fight
Whittingham.
Was you and Whittingham?
Yeah.
Did Nigel come out?
Nigel was, oh, well, I'll tell you about Nigel in a second. He was in his glory because the BBC was set up next to us on Radio Row. We had Boston to our right and England to our left.
Oh.
So I was in my glory on my right, and Whittingham was in his glory on his left because the BBC was doing, like, soccer reports and stuff from right beside us. And he was just like, oh, in his glory. And they have these special microphones. They're like these lip microphones that they put on their lips. I'll show you in the break. It's like, and he, Whittingham, they're expensive. Whittingham has bought one, and that's what he uses, like, whenever he does things. He has his own microphone that's a British mic. Don't ask. Anyways, we get off the plane. He's, like, amazed. Like, there's slots at the gate, you know, like, and I'm like, and I, you know, they have the smoking rooms in the Vegas thing.
Yeah.
Whatever. We get to the hotel, which was the same hotel you got sick at that I got sick at because it's the worst.
Oh, guess what we're staying this time?
Yeah, I know, MGM.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we get there, and I'm like, let's go take a walk. Let's go explore Vegas. And there's a bridge from that hotel
yes.
over to New York, New York.
Right.
On that bridge, which is, what, 50
They always
yard,
have a transformer.
25 yards?
They always have a transformer.
How long is that bridge? 25
yeah, 30 yards?
Yards?
Yeah,
so we ran into the transformer, a dude dressed like Superman, like a man, I don't know what he was, in some sort of performance situation, offered cocaine, a strip club, a hooker, and meth.
Yeah, you always get the cards.
All in
the
25
cards.
All in 25 yards.
Jeez.
And Whittingham was like, what is happening? I'm like, Vegas, dude.
Yeah.
Well, the
Vegas.
Last time that we went to Vegas, we got stuck in a cab with this dude who was blasting the Bible verses.
Oh,
and he
yeah.
drove.
And
drove,
wait. And
I was like, I was really feeling for our life.
Staring at each other, like holding off with dear life. He's got Bible verses playing, and he's driving like
Matthew.
He don't want to live no more.
Dude, he was driving like Matthew 7:14, and Lazarus rose from the dead. I'm like, I'm about to be like Lazarus,
right, dude. We like almost cuddled in the back because he was driving so crazy.
One time my parents and I were in New York City and we went out to dinner, like I think it was like the Palm, some fancy steakhouse. We get out, we hail a cab, we get into the cab. All of a sudden, the guy turns off the radio and is like, have you ever considered giving your life to Jesus? And he hands us pamphlets of some cult church he was a part of and started trying to like, he's like, I can bring you to our meeting tonight at midnight. We have a meeting of our church of whatever the heck it was. And I'm like, oh my gosh. That was one of my, that happened.
Jeez.
There's some weird cab drivers out there.
I want to see some of this. I want to see these. you think we're going to get some of this from Manny Pacquiao next week? Because that's what I want to see.
Laging tinatanong sa aking isipan. Bakit kailangang husgahan? Ang iyong nararamdaman, ano ba ang tamang batayan upang tayo'y pakinggan?
A special Muppet?
Yeah, like a visiting Muppet. Like it's not a regular show Muppet. Like the cousin of Cookie Monster or something like that. Just visited, you know, the Muppet Show. And
it's Cookie Monster.
I just love the fact that Manny Pacquiao decided, you know, normally I come out to Thunderstruck or Eye of the Tiger.
Right.
I'm going to swerve it for the biggest fight of my career against Floyd Mayweather. I'm going to do it myself. I'm just going to come out to my own song. It's such a bold move by him. Here we go.
It's like if the head coach decided to run the first play of the game.
By the way.
Oh, I think he wants to implement it.
Stop.
That's a beautiful voice. I can't wait for that.
I covered Pacquiao Mayweather.
You were there for that?
Yeah. That was the fight that we went to.
Remember, we didn't go because we had to go to Hard Rock?
Yeah,
was
there was. Was it Tobin or was it.
Yeah, it was 2015. It was probably Eric back then.
Yep.
Probably.
He probably didn't want to travel.
We got hosed out of something. We got hosed out of the last Pacquiao fight.
No, this was Pacquiao Mayweather.
No, we went to that.
No.
We went to McGregor Mayweather.
You went to McGregor. I went to Pacquiao Mayweather.
Right.
And
no, I'm stoked for this. I've never been to Manny Pacquiao. Manny Pacquiao is one of my favorite boxers.
They put us in the biggest ballroom I've ever seen with 1,000 Filipino journalists.
Oh yeah. Hey, here's what I
learned. The entire nation of the Philippines was in that ballroom.
Every other station that is around us,
yeah,
or near us, has way more energy than us, and normally does not speak English.
Oh, well, that Mexican morning show, when they're dancing on the tables and all that stuff, it's crazy. Yeah. I think we're supposed to, I don't know what we're supposed to do. I got lost in what we were doing. We started
talking
somewhere.
About Russell Westbrook.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about what Russell Westbrook.
So, question.
Windhorse is...
Here's the question.
What's Wendy say? What's Wendy say?
Yeah, let's hear what Wendy says.
I mean, you just... All right.
Oh, I didn't know we were going to get audio.
Yeah, so Russell Westbrook...
Did he say Russell Westbrook?
He's not going to go to Oklahoma City, and he would like to have him. So what's the delay here? The delay is that the Thunder have made it clear to any team that they're talking to right now that they want to get out of the luxury tax with a Russell Westbrook trade. That means sending out more money than they take back. And Westbrook makes almost $39 million. So that shouldn't be too difficult, except for the Heat are hard capped because of the Jimmy Butler trade. They can't spend more money. They can't do a trade like that.
Downer.
So it requires either the Thunder to reduce their expectations from the Heat, or for a third team to get involved that would sort of take a contract to make this possible to satisfy both parties. I do think there's a deal to be made here. I just think that it's going to take some time for the one or the other side.
All right, Wendy. Well, you know what? You're not Andy Ellisberg, so how about that?
Question. Here's a question.
Yeah.
Why are people questioning if a player who averaged a triple-double over the last three seasons would be a good move? He is elite. To which I ask, is he?
Or is what's he the line for elite?
Is he that second tier? Kawhi,
so your
KD.
Your line is Kawhi, KD, Giannis, LeBron.
LeBron.
Steph Curry. So top 10.
AD.
Is he top 10?
No. Okay. So
what, are you going to have two top 20 guys on your team if you trade for him? Yes.
Right. Now, I mean, and he's not a two-way guy. Jimmy Butler's a two-way guy.
He is.
So, like,
but
yeah, man.
But he plays hard.
No, of course. Of course. Which is crazy. Guys that play extra, extra hard, but not known
but
for their
also,
defense.
It's also a hard position to be good at defense.
Oh, yeah, because you always get crossed over.
It's a hard position to be good at defense and also carry your team offensively. There's not many guys doing that. Like, Chris Paul was, I would say, in his prime that.
Right.
But
Chris Paul seems like a guy who just strong arms the other point guard.
He's also
like,
a dirty player.
Really?
King Nutshot? He's a dirty player. What? He is. He's a dirty player.
Right.
He likes cup checking people.
Hey, that also sounds like if he was on this team, awesome. Love his integrity.
Has Dwayne Wade gotten actually his only suspension from kicking a guy right in the groin? Yes, he has. But you want to know something? Heat culture.
Wait, somebody said, how is AD elite? What?
Huh?
How is AD elite? He's a game changer.
Yeah, although I would say it was a disappointment this year, everything that went down with them.
Well, just the whole situation.
Yeah, but I just think all of it. Like, I don't feel like the Pelicans.
You know what I just realized?
No, I just don't think. What?
AD wanted out of New Orleans.
Yeah.
Boogie left. Yep. They're back together.
They basically have, and they have Rondo back. Rondo was on the Pelicans, too. Yeah, they basically have that entire team back.
Does anybody like Rondo?
I thought LeBron and him hated each other's guts. I don't know what's going on.
Well, yeah, I didn't understand that. It seemed like a desperate situation, like a desperate signing or something.
No, but he's been there now with two years, Rondo and LeBron. Like, he remember, there's a famous Rondo photo of him at a Sully and Murph signing where he takes a picture with a woman who is wearing a shirt that says LeBron is a B.
By the way,
Chris
speaking
Paul's
of...
Chris not dirty. He's crafty.
Did you see the picture of the anniversary of the Celtics last championship where it had like everyone on the team except for Ray Allen was there?
I did see that. But old news at this point. Ray Allen's a Heat
lifer. No, I know that. I know that. I get that.
Ray Allen's a Heat lifer. Retire Ray Allen's jersey here. You should.
I agree.
They're not going to do it in Boston. He kind of had bad breakups in some other stops.
Right. No, but biggest shot in Heat history.
Biggest shot in Heat history.
Well, Rondo kind of has the same kind of thing as Jimmy Butler. Like just that the old guy versus young guy thing.
They were teammates. Remember, Rondo actually took the side of all the young guys, and he was against Jimmy Butler.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Rondo's been on 100 teams now.
All of them. He's all almost them. Been on all
Remember
of
he was
them.
A king? Rondo was a king. Been on like, everywhere.
Hey.
You remember he was on the Mavericks?
How about that guy? He was the first Ben Simmons.
He was.
Right? Think about that. The guy's been playing basketball for almost 20 years, and to this day, I still don't know if he can shoot.
We're back after this. We got our Doom Picks. Ah, yes. It is time for the Bucket of Doom. I was out last Friday, so I'm a little behind on the records. We need somebody to ghost pick for Robbie, so let's do that first.
Because Robbie, who's in last place?
I have no idea. I don't know what the records
are. What are you doing?
I didn't tally them up. I didn't have time today. I got stuck in a meeting.
I was in the same meeting.
Oh.
I apologize.
Man, did you text Robbie? He doesn't know the records?
No, I keep the records. He
keeps the
that.
Records.
Yeah, but I figured Robbie just would know.
You go. It's fine. Pick first.
Okay. How about three?
Three. He's checking it out. Beast wearing
Slim's
his button.
Still pumping this Chris Paul trade.
He's still going after
it? Yeah. Can't he take a nap? Isn't this his nap time?
I don't know when he sleeps. I think that's part of the reason he needs a break.
Wait. I took one extra one by mistake. I don't know what it is. I'm just putting it back.
Okay.
All right.
So am I ghost picking for Robbie?
Yep.
Or we can have one of these guys come in here and do it.
But the last three is for Robbie.
The last three. The last three will be mine. These are Robbie's.
Okay.
One, two, three.
And that's four. Did you get one in the inside?
There's one on the inside.
Yeah.
That one's mine. These are mine. All right. What do you got, Leroy?
I have, on Friday, I have the Mets versus the Marlins. It doesn't work like that. I don't know. The odds wouldn't be out anyway.
Oh, boy. Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
Jesus.
Who picked these games? I have the women's singles.
Robbie picked the games. He sent them to Steven.
Picked them? It wasn't me.
The women's singles, TBD.
Oh, stupid big three again. Oh.
And a Saturday, I have the Mets and the Marlins.
All right.
Aren't the Mets terrible? Yes. No, they're not that bad. Seven games are better than the Marlins.
I have the men's finals at Wimbledon.
Okay.
Which is TBD.
Okay.
I've got the trilogy against the Killer Threes on Sunday in the big three. And then I've got some UFC fight I didn't even know was happening. What's this fight? I have no idea what this is.
Jermaine Durandamy versus Aspen Ladd. Straight up pick.
Okay.
This is funny.
I have no idea what that is. Okay. I'll pick that.
Somebody texted. He was trying to be funny and I think it's hilarious. B's got a booty dude because his stuff sticks out more than his booty dude.
Point.
I didn't know that was a
Texter.
I didn't know that. Is that a thing? Is that a thing?
I don't know. It is now.
Like, is that a thing in the hood?
No, I never heard of that.
Like, is my ass supposed to be as big as my stomach?
No, but it's supposed to poke out in the back, not in the front. I know that much.
Well, I have a pupik. It's Yiddish for like the, yourself.
I guess in the hood, they call it a booty doo.
Here's what I got. I got nothing but big three games. This sucks. I got triplets.
Wait, you just have big three games?
Yeah.
I'll trade you.
I got triplets versus Tri-State. I got Biavac versus the three-headed monsters.
It's Bivouac.
I got them versus the three-headed monsters.
And I know, because I had them before.
I got the aliens against the enemies.
What, are all those games on Sunday, or when are they?
Two are on Sunday, and one is on Saturday.
Okay.
And then Robbie's games are this. He has the Ghost Ballers against Power on Saturday at noon. He has Three's Company against the Ball Hogs on Saturday at 2 o'clock, and then he has Sunday's Mets-Marlins game. So that is our...
Overwhelmingly, the texters coming in on the text line, 67974, brought to you by actinglawfirm.com, say that the booty do is a thing. There's also something else, but I can't...
It's even funnier hear you say it.
But
hey,
I think there's something
what
else.
What exactly is a booty do?
There's something else, but we're not allowed to say it on the air. Another type of do with the front part.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh. Get,
yeah, let's pass on that one.
Hey, wait. Real quick.
Which is also true.
Hey, real quick. Play that whatchamacallit again on your phone.
Windhorse?
Yeah, Windhorse said Wessel Westbrook. Or Wessel
Wessel Westbrook.
Right.
Wasquey Wabbit.
I gotta back up. Hold on.
I'm almost positive.
We do things high tech here.
Yeah.
No, you gotta start.
Yeah, so, Wessel Westbrook.
Waskily old Windhorse.
Please grab that.
Wessel Westbrook.
You have to grab that. You have to grab him and say, Wessel Westbrook.
Steven, I'll send that to you for tomorrow.
Hey, by the way, we can't, if you can't say something right, not only do you get made fun of, but we can't take you serious.
Man, Windhorse has some hard times on TV, man. Remember the time that he fell asleep? There was that time where he just zoomed past the green screen on the chair. like you know.
Nothing's funnier than when a person is trying to be so serious and it's funny.
Oh, yeah. Especially like top-notch journalist Brian Windhorst. Tool we call
like Zazzle at our meeting today.
He was.
Hey, by the way.
Yep.
I would say if you would like to be, you know, not the worst with everybody, you probably shouldn't run to the radio show and rip him.
I'm not ripping him.
Huh?
I'm not ripping him off.
I'm telling you.
He was super serious.
Zaslow looked like the guy from the Doritos commercial when the guy comes out of the box and goes, "You're so old."
Wait, you just told me not to make fun of him and you just said he's old.
Oh, I can. I don't care.
Wait, the rules don't apply to you?
Them's is the rules.
But you care, like, you can so get caught up in your feelings.
I do.
Like,
I mean, no, I do.
I don't.
I mean, I'm worried mostly about Romberg.
Oh, that dog ain't gonna never.
No, he's coming around. He's coming around. At least he's talking to me. At least he's, like, you know, saying hi and stuff like that.
Let me tell you. We all know who's friends in that room.
Yep.
By the claps and applause is when people stop talking.
Correct.
Somebody sent me a tweet. This is from somebody named Harris Stavrou. But
I'm sure you're not pronouncing that right.
Stavro? How do you think that is?
I can't see it, so I don't know what to tell you.
Stavro.
Yeah, Stavro, whatever.
Stavro.
He's just saying that Russell Westbrook is not going back to Oklahoma City. He's asked for a trade as soon as possible. Presti is currently trying to send him to the Heat, his preferred destination. Well, thank you, Harris. But you know.
What's he do? What's this Harris guy do? He's got a blue check mark, but what's he do? Does he cover the Oklahoma City Thunder? Is he just
Harris Stavrou? Hey,
you're going to hear. What do you think the next tweet's going to be? Good riddance, Westbrook.
He is something called 24 Media.
Huh.
What's that?
I've never heard of him, but that doesn't mean he's not a thing. He has a picture next to Giannis. I mean, I think that's him. I think that's him next to Giannis.
Hey, is Giannis' brother any good?
Thanos?
Thanos and Giannis?
Wasn't he in the Avengers?
What is his brother's
that's
name?
Thanos.
Oh.
Costas. Yeah. Isn't it Costas?
I don't know. I thought it was Thanos, too.
Do you get any names right?
Nope. I'm not here to get names right.
You get all,
I'm here
I'm
for a good time.
What,
I'll tell you what.
Listen.
You get MMA and boxing names perfect.
We have not had a good week collectively on pronunciations.
I thought I've done great.
No, you had a couple earlier today I was going to pull out, but I was
really?
I decided I'm not the one to do it because yesterday was a bad day for me.
Yeah, it was.
And I mean, just bad.
I mean, it's going through the building because it must be something in the building because Carrie Ann choked earlier today.
Oh, I can't imagine the poison that's in this place.
Really?
I can't even imagine it.
Asbestos.
Just left
just
and right.
This building is definitely dust just floating down from the
roof. Yeah, it's definitely from the rooftop getting eaten out.
And then
it.
Every time it rains, that's why I think they're trying to freeze all the disease in here. That's why it's always so cold.
I think you may be right. I think you may be right, man.
Because you don't want it to be like a petri dish up in here with it.
Listen. The new building, what they did inside, really nice. But let's all keep in mind that building's also really old.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the inside's been redone, but that, you know, the infrastructure is...
It's all good.
Yeah. Did they paint it and all that? It
doesn't have good bones.
Mm-hmm. I mean, bricks are bricks, dude.
The inside's...
Hey, there's a beer garden.
On the roof.
The beer garden.
The roof has been there for a little...
At least we don't have to do show for a beer truck like everything else is down there.
No, we're not going to Wynwood.
Oh, okay.
We're going to New Wynwood.
We're going to Little River, hey, a.k.a.
All I need to know is this.
I have to stop myself.
How far is it from the best breakfast sandwich in South Florida?
Very close. Very close. Close. Right. Very close.
That's
like 2 minutes.
I need to know. 2 minutes?
Yeah.
Super close.
You could bring it to us every day. Thanks. What?
You know, pretty soon Lynn going to be sending you down there for sandwiches.
It's true.
No, because now we have the food hall downstairs, although it's like $78 for a sandwich.
Hey!
I'm gonna have to.
I'm not gonna be able to make it. I can't get paid, and the food just went up.
We do get a 20% discount though.
I'm gonna have to.
Really?
And there's a bar longer than.
I'll just. You know what? I'll just do something for somebody who owns the restaurant. Something that money can't buy, like a couple of press passes, and I'll get all the free lunch I want.
Oh, I had something else in mind.
We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.